This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. Ever seen a YouTube video where your favorite YouTuber is clearly hawking a product? Gabby Dunn says you might want to cut them some slack. She recently wrote an article for Fusion called Get Rich or Die Vlogging, The Sad Economics of Internet Fame. She has her own YouTube channel with her collaborator Allison Raskin called Just Between Us. It has more than 500,000 followers, but Gabby says she's still just scraping by, like a lot of other YouTube stars.
There's hidden costs that people don't see. And I started to get very nervous, too, because I would have young kids come up to me and go, I want to be a YouTuber when I grow up. And I was like, no, you don't want to be a YouTuber. You want to be a makeup artist with a YouTube channel. You want to be in video production. You want to be a comedian and a screenwriter who writes scripted content for YouTube, whatever it is. But the idea of like, I'm a YouTuber as a job, I started to get very nervous that there's an entire generation that thinks that that's a job.
And so if you guys were willing to just start doing product promotions all the time or take every offer that was made available to you, could you make a better living at this?
Oh, absolutely. But we would lose all our followers because the followers don't understand. They like really get so pissed and so resentful. And I never understood that because they'd be like, everything you do is promoted. But if you look at our channel, there's 120 videos that are free and they're all free. They're all free. 120 videos that we made without a sponsor and 5 we've made with a sponsor. And people are so resentful and so rude about it because they think you're getting money for nothing.
So what's your sort of vision for the future and actually making money at what you do?
I mean, Allison and I would like to be showrunners. And there's a new thing called YouTube Originals and YouTube Red, which is paid content on YouTube. So that's a very interesting thing. They're trying to do sort of the Netflix Amazon model. And we would love to be showrunners. We would love to do stuff for that or on an Amazon or Hulu or Netflix type situation. Maybe even on TV if that still exists. Who can say? Yeah, I mean, we want to keep creating. The best thing, I used to think that there was an end game. Like how a lot of young kids are like, I want to be a YouTuber and that's the end game. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sort of like the best you can hope for is to keep working. And that's what I want. I want to keep working. But there needs to be some financial security in that working.
And so do you think that path to financial security looks more like traditional media than like YouTube?
It looks like traditional media, but YouTube is doing traditional media. YouTube's doing YouTube Originals. Like they're making a sort of mirror of that model. So I don't know. I wonder if those things will be digital, but they will look very similar to traditional media.
Gabby Dunn, thanks so much.
Thanks.